Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Got Brother Mike upright. He's going to be singing, "I Have a Friend." I've got a friend today, amen, that sticks closer than a brother, the Bible says. And so I tell you, I hope this song's a blessing to you today. If you're feeling down and out, just know this, that you've got a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Peter walked upon water, would have drowned other men. Little David slew the giant when his life should have been. Moses turned his back on Pharaoh's army of men and stood and faced the water with a wooden staff in hand. But I believe he whispered, "I have a friend. He's like no other. The earth is but his footstool, and he rides upon the wind. And he's never gonna leave me, even till the very end. I have a friend. I have a friend. I have a friend." John the Revelator saw him. He was high and lifted up. And as long as he's beside you, friend, then don't be giving up. Don't magnify your problems like God's not big enough. Just call old Satan closer, 'cause he won't act so tough. When you turn to his ear and whisper, "I have a friend, he's like no other. The earth is but his footstool, and he rides upon the wind, and he's never gone till the very end. I have a friend. I have a friend. I have a friend. Oh, I have a friend. He's like no other. The earth is but his footstool. I have a friend. I have a friend. And he's never gonna leave me, even till the very end. I have a friend. I have a friend."
Yeah, man, that's Brother Mike upright singing, "I Have a Friend." And now we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, part two of the message on Jeremiah chapter number 10.
"Learn not the way of the heathen." I begin to ask myself, what does that mean? Look at verse 2 with me again. "Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Be not dismayed. It means don't be shocked. Don't get tore up when you see the signs of the heavens. Now I begin to wonder what that was. We understand this. He said, "Be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Now let's think about this for just a moment. The heathens are dismayed at them. What about the weather? Today you got up and it's raining, right? Amen. There's times when the wind blows. There's times when the sun's out. Boy, it's so beautiful out there. But it gets hot. If you was the way of the heathen, this is what you would be concerned about. Now, I want you to see there. Look, y'all still in the text with me? Notice verse number 3, for the customs of the people are vain. Now we understand that they are describing an idol god, something that's cut out of the forest, something that's carved out. And so the customs of the people of that day was this. This is what they would do. They'd take that wood and they would carve it in such a way, and it would be, man, the sun god, they'd put it in their pocket. They'd have the wind god, they'd put it in their pocket. They'd have the rain god, they'd put it in their pocket. And so they just had a little idol god for everything about the heavens. They'd have the moons, they'd have all the different things right there. In planting time, they'd put their god in their pocket, amen, and say, oh, little God, little G God, bless the field so that when I plant, it'll come forth and bring forth great things. And so they had these little gods that have been carved by man. Can I say this? What do you do if you forget the rain god at the house and you're out in the middle of the field? And all of a sudden the lightning storm pops up upon you and you can't reach in your pocket and you can't feel your little God no more. And you begin to say, oh, I forgot. You're in trouble, friend. What the text is saying, be not dismayed. Be not shocked. Be not torn up. Here's the deal with us. How many knows that our God controls the weather? I'm glad, listen to me, I'm glad this morning, thank God, that when the storm popped up on the Sea of Galilee and Jesus was in the boat, amen, while he was back there asleep, amen, the boat was filling up full of water, and while he was back there asleep in the back of that boat, aren't you glad God wasn't disturbed, he wasn't dismayed, he didn't catch him by surprise, he wasn't shocked by the heavens, he just stepped up out on that boat, and he said, hey, peace, be still. He didn't pull out no little carven image. He didn't pull out no little... No, Jesus just stepped up. He said, peace, be still. Wasn't dismayed one bit. And the Bible said the waters... Woo! The waters calmed. The wind ceased. Hey, why? Because the God of heaven stepped out and said, peace, be still. Now, I'm going to tell you something, in our modern day that we live in, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things. But I'm glad that our God, He controls the wind. He controls the sea. He controls the atmosphere. He controls the heavens. I'm talking about the sun, the moon, the stars. He controls that galaxy that we don't even know about. But I want you to know this. Why can He do those things? He's the creator of those things. He is incomparable to any other little G God. Why is He incomparable? Well, because He created all things, amen. Now, let's think about it this way. In this modern world that we live in, we've become ever dependent upon science. Now, you listen to me. I thank God for science. Now, a lot of you guys have got the idea that I'm against science. That's not true. I enjoy investigation. I enjoy, man, when it's done properly. But I want to tell you something. The scientists do not know everything. Amen. Say amen right there. The scientists do not know everything. And so while we become highly dependent upon science, instead of saying the Bible says, we're now saying things like this, science says. And I heard someone, look, I heard somebody say the other day, well, the science don't lie. They say, well, the science don't lie, though, but the scientist does. Right. We're studying that thing about evolution and, you know, stuff there a while back. And they you know how they do them layers and stuff. Y'all take a break for a minute. Y'all look like you're about dismayed anyhow. You got them layers. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen that chart and them diagrams and this many years is a million and blah, 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 blah. And they got down there about 150 feet one time. You know, we've got down into millions of years with 150 feet. And somebody all of a sudden kept digging and they ran into a Johnson 150 off of an outboard. It was an outboard motor that went on a boat. Well, I tell you right now, I guess old Johnson must have been around 10 billion years ago is all I figure, amen. You understand what I'm saying? Look, they say that the science doesn't lie, but the scientist does. And you don't think for one second that the scientist is going to do everything in his power to keep for his theory from being false. Can I tell you this morning, there's a book you can follow, I mean, for through every jot and tittle of your life. You don't have to worry this morning. Why? Because it's written by God, inspired by God, and it'll be around when the heavens are gone. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my, hallelujah, my word shall not pass away. Hey, when you and I are dead and gone, thank God, the word of God still be in place. Amen, thank God. I'm about to get happy. Well, I'm going to say this. We'd better, listen, aren't you glad this morning that God's still on the throne? I'm glad I don't have to be dismayed. I'm glad I don't have to worry. I don't have to be shocked. But, you know, they're saying today that the glaciers are melting and the sun's losing its power. And hello, there's an asteroid headed toward, you know how they get. There's an asteroid headed toward the world. Going to be a global killer and kill all of us. Well, you scientists better figure out a way to get us out of this mess. I'm glad I don't have to be dismayed over them things. The Bible said this, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm glad the God I started with is the same God I'm going to finish with and the same God I'm going to worship through eternity. Amen. Thank God. Let me go on. I got to say this. Then note secondly, our God is incomparable to the man-made idols. Look at verse number 3. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold and fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Wow. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Listen, notice number one, idol gods, I'm talking about little g gods, have to be man-made. They have to have man to develop them. He said that he goes out in the woods, he has to cut a tree, has to then carve it out, right? So we get to the place where we ask the question, if their God has to be made, then who created our God? If they're going to go out in the woods and cut down a tree, my first question would have been to them, who made the tree? And if you get the tree and you got it all carved up and it looks nice, I'd ask the next question, what could it do? But this is what they're asking you and me, who created your God? I've told y'all many times, when you ask the wrong question, you get the wrong answer every time. Listen, you cannot ask the question who created God because God is not in that category. No, he wouldn't be God if he had a creator. The creator cannot be the created. Amen. Y'all with me? I'm not talking about science. I'm talking about Bible things now. Listen, the creator cannot be the created. So let me ask you this. Who created God? God had no creator. He's always been. He's always going to be. Amen. Why? Because he is God and there's none like him. Now on the subject, you just read it there in the text, right? Y'all looked at it with me. In Jeremiah chapter number 10, they went to the forest and took an axe and cut down a tree and, right? Yeah. And man developed this idol. How in the world could anybody worship something that man has developed?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.